This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Russia aerial barrage on Ukraine.
One of the biggest missile attacks.
Heightened security in New York's Times Square.
Hundreds of thousands of people will be out here.
Ohio governor vetoes a ban on gender-affirming care for minors.
These are gut-wrenching decisions.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Across Ukraine, the Ukrainian military says Russia has launched over 122 missiles and drones at cities across Ukraine. The BBC's James Waterhouse is in Kyiv.
It was a sunrise which brought three powerful explosions. It's a level of devastation only caused by a direct missile strike. Maria lives nearby.
I was woken up at 7:30 by a horrible sound. It was so frightening. The missile was flying and everything was buzzing, so noisy.
Kyiv could have been forgiven for thinking raids such as this had become a thing of the past with its improved air defenses. But the breadth and scale of this attack means it's likely they were overwhelmed.
Officials are on high alert ahead of New Year's Eve celebrations in New York City's Times Square.
We are really looking forward to bringing in 2024 here in Times Square.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams saying around 1 million people are expected to pack into Times Square for the annual ball drop at midnight on New Year's Eve. But with that many people, security is a major focus.
The full complement of our public safety apparatus will be on display.
So New Year's Eve revelers can expect to see canines, horses, drones, helicopters and boats, and of course, police officers.
Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says he talked extensively to those on both sides of the controversial issue before he vetoed a GOP-backed bill to ban gender-affirming care for minors.
Parents are making decisions about the most precious thing in their life, their child. And none of us should underestimate the gravity and difficulty of those decisions.
The bill would have also banned transgender athletes' participation in girls' and women's sports. Thousands remain without power and heat in the Upper Plains, where heavy ice has brought down trees and power poles. Lee Weiss manages an HVAC company in Fargo, North Dakota.
Our phones just lit up, and it's been going nonstop all day. We've got a long list of homes that have some pump failing because of the power outages.
In California, the National Weather Service has issued high surf and flooding alerts for cities along the coast. There's been damage in Santa Cruz and Ventura counties. Joe Lewis has been watching the waves just south of San Francisco.
I can't believe just up the sidewalk, the whole road's already pushed out. The sidewalk's got a hole in it, and it's just amazing the strength, how it just can just tear up these sidewalks and roads.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 21 points. NASDAQ fell 84. Now this.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
UN Security Council has met for an urgent meeting called by the United Arab Emirates to discuss the continuing fighting in the Israel-Hamas war. CBS's Pamela Falk at the UN.
With no end in sight of the Israel-Hamas war, the UN Security Council met in urgent session but came up with no solutions. The U.S. mission's John Kelly said that the U.S. shares the concern over the number of civilian deaths and made a point about the future of Gaza without the militant group Hamas.
Meantime, the Biden administration for the second time this month bypasses Congress on an emergency weapons sale to Israel. A scare in Bridgeport, Connecticut today as a fire that broke out after an explosion near an oil refinery injured at least two people and sent smoke billowing into the sky. According to one resident,
there's a loud explosion. Anybody can hear it. This whole neighborhood shook. And people going like running out of the house.
Locals were told to shelter in place and wear masks if outside. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The final day of trading on Wall Street in 2023 was a down day, but CBS's Jason Brooks reports
Wall Street enjoyed a blockbuster year in 2023 with the Dow setting new record highs and the S&P 500 coming close to its own all-time high this week. But investors went into the holiday weekend with a quiet day of trading in which the major averages settled lower. The market still posted a weekly gain, its ninth straight. The Dow lost 20 points to 37,689. NASDAQ down 83 points to 15,011. S&P lower by 13 points to 4,769. Jason Brooks, CBS News.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked an Iowa law banning some books from school libraries and forbidding teachers from discussing LGBTQ plus issues. The law was approved by Iowa legislators and signed into law by Governor Kim Reynolds earlier this year. It was set to take effect January 1st.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Singer and actress is going to court, CBS's Wendy Gillette reports.
Cher is asking a court to become a temporary conservator overseeing her son's money. The singer filed the petition in L.A. Superior Court about her son with musician Greg Allman, Elijah Allman. It says the 47-year-old struggles with mental health issues and addiction, which have left him unable to manage his assets. Reached by the Associated Press, Elijah said in a phone call he's well, able, and of sound mind and body. He did not say if he plans to oppose the petition. A judge has scheduled a January hearing. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
It's National Pepper Pot Day, celebrating the peppercorn meat and tripe soup that was invented on this day in 1777 to warm up American troops fighting in the Revolutionary War. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, December 29th, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Larry Abuliak and Lucy Tauss. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, Why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.